Over 90,000 Alaskans sought food assistance from food pantries and soup kitchens in 2010, some only once, but the vast majority more than once, sometimes in the same week. KSKA's Len Anderson has more on efforts to help with the increasing numbers of food-short Alaskans.
On Monday, the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce hosted three panelists battling hunger in Alaska. One was Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como. She pointed out nearly 40% of Anchorage's over 48,000 students qualify for free or reduced lunches and breakfasts. Food Bank of Alaska statistics show over 41,000 Anchorage residents needed food support at least once during last year. The majority needed more assistance. Martin Howard represented the business community. Howard is manager of the Southside Walmart. He said for years the corporation simply shipped on-purchase foods to landfills. Now, in advance of the expiration dates, the company trucks the food to places like Bean's Cafe or the Food Bank of Alaska.
At the Diamond Store this year so far, we've donated from January until August 126,082 pounds. 126,000 pounds is a lot. Whenever you consider just a couple of years ago, we were donating zero.
Howard says his store is part of a statewide corporate effort.
Last year, here in the state of Alaska, Walmart donated 500,000 pounds of food to our food bank partners. And it's 426,000 meals with a value of $880,000. That's just right here in Alaska. That's nowhere else, and that's with 9 Walmart stores and 3 Sam's Clubs.
Howard noted that Costco and Fred Meyer's has also taken an active role fighting hunger statewide, but the executive director of Food Bank of Alaska, Susanna Morgan, says as participation increases, so does need.
Donated food we run out of, or we go through, on a very regular basis. If you donated a can today, I will bet you it is gone tomorrow. We distribute 3,000 pounds an hour.
That hourly rate adds up. Last year, Food Bank of Alaska distributed 6.5 million pounds of food. About 2.5 million went outside South Central Alaska. That latter amount brings up the question of shipping costs.
We do get donations from Alaska Airlines, Northern Air Cargo era, but most of the food we ship goes by bypass mail and we pay the costs. It averages about 38 to 40 cents a pound compared to 7 cents a pound by truck.
The food bank ships not just to the rural hub communities, but also into villages throughout the bush. Morgan said there are several ways to help fight hunger in Alaska. First, one can volunteer at a food pantry or soup kitchen or at a holiday distribution. Secondly, there's money.
Make a financial contribution to any of the great organizations that do anti-hunger work. And frankly, your dollars go farther than your food does because I can buy more of it than you can because I'm buying by the truckload.
Not that Morgan advises against group food drives.
We're always delighted to get that food that way, too, especially if you're working with kids. Food drives tend to be very fun, very tangible ways to be involved.
The panel's appearance before the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce was part of Hunger Action Month, which locally includes several educational and food collecting events. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.